This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour in for David Brancaccio. So let's take that restaurant example we just heard about a minute ago. For every restaurant, every essential business open right now, there is an essential supply chain, a chain of maybe dozens more businesses behind it that also have to function. Each link, a potential vulnerability. So take, for example, meat. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck looked into concerns around the country's meat supply.
There are a lot of steps in the system that brings a cow to a dinner plate, and there are increasing concerns about a linchpin in that process, meatpacking plants.
Yeah, it is critical that we sort of keep those somewhat isolated from any outbreak.
That's Eric Belasco. He's an associate professor of agriculture economics at Montana State University.
You can imagine, especially some of the larger packing plants, if they were to shut down, you'd see a remarkable impact on the market for beef.
You see, these facilities that turn a cow into burger or steaks have been consolidated over the years. There are fewer of them. In 1990, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reported about 1,200 federally inspected cattle plants. By 2019, that number had been cut nearly in half to 666. Those plants that remain handle a lot more meat. There are also many more people in a single facility who can get sick and pass that along to other workers and shutter a plant. Several plants have already temporarily closed because of COVID-19. And Belasco says when that happens on a large scale,
then we would see prices increase. We'd also see a lower supply. So we might see less beef on the shelves, and we would see it at a higher price.
Chelsea Good is with the Livestock Marketing Association. She says they learned what a closure could mean last August when a fire broke out at a Tyson plant.
And we saw that just really have some negative effects on our supply chain and our pricing for cattle.
Still, she says the hope is that plants can keep operating during the pandemic, even though there are still concerns over large-scale closures.
That's certainly the kind of thing that keeps people awake at night.
Meat producers have already faced uncertainty because of the trade war in the last few years. Earlier this year, the USDA estimated the beef market was on track to produce 27.7 million pounds. But now, it's hard to predict just how much will be processed thanks to the pandemic. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.